So there are a few minutes now for questions, reflections, comments, and then we'll have a walking period. And throughout the day, I invite you to be really attentive to habit patterns of mind, such as wanting to get outside and walk in the woods, or wanting the person next to you not to rustle so much, or those, you know, little subtle habits we have of preference. You know, so if only the space was a little warmer, if only they had carpet on the floor, if only the bathrooms were working upstairs. So this is our practice of opening to the way things are. It's powerful practice. This is equanimity, is being present and meeting the truth of the way things are. So any reflections or questions or comments?
Eyes closed, eyes open. Eyes closed or eyes open?
Well, this is a great question. Some traditions would say it's better to practice with your eyes open, because then you're training in meeting the range of visual stimulation that comes before us. Others would say that actually at times it's helpful to close the eyes and actually create some sense of seclusion. So I think it will depend on individuals and also on maybe the level of distraction or scatteredness in the mind. So if the mind is very busy, it could be helpful to just focus on one point or let the eyes close. So what about for you? How do you like to practice?
Open.
Eyes open.
Afraid I'll go to sleep.
Okay. Well, that's a part of knowing ourselves, is what conditions support my practice. And certainly, you know, habit is, my eyes are closed, time to relax, time to go to sleep. So yes, and that's why I like to sit kind of at the edge of my chair without leaning back, so that there's a little bit of effort to be upright, which maintains alertness. But knowing ourselves, knowing that eyes open, and in fact that's an instruction for when one is feeling drowsy, is to open the eyes and actually seek out a source of light and bring light into the eyes. So, thank you for that. Any other reflections or comments?
Feel the, oh, I'm just sitting and I can't examine this or that.
Okay, all right. So lots is happening there. Did anyone, did you hear over there? So your name is?
Anna.
So Anna's describing quite careful attention to her experience, including thinking about decisions that need to be made.
And then remembering not to get caught.
And then a feeling of resistance to having to just be with non-thinking. So this is really interesting, because so much is being observed and so much more can be observed. So when we hear the initial instructions, pay attention to your embodied experience, notice points of contact, become aware of the movement of the breath, notice what arises in your experience, a thought, a sound, a sensation. So this open field of awareness is inclusive of all aspects of our experience. So resistance and boredom and restlessness are also to be known. So summoning this patience to meet impatience, summoning courage to meet restlessness and boredom, summoning interest to stay present. This is my experience. This is how it is for me for now. So that's a beautiful description of all the subtlety and complexity and the range of layers of experience that seem to be happening simultaneously, but we're noticing them in sequence. We're noticing, oh, a thought, oh, I want to make a decision, oh, I'm not supposed to be making decisions, oh, I need to relax, oh, I need to be rest, not so restless. So all of that's happening. And so the quality of our attention is this warmth of interest, this attitude. Oh, and then just relaxing. I would suggest for you and for any of us who get caught up in that sort of myriad thoughts and linear thinking a pattern there, is just to relax and come back to the body and find a place in the body where you can actually rest the attention and experience some happiness. So that's an interesting instruction, because in a sense we're using what is beneficial to meet what is disruptive or distracting. So, oh, I quite enjoy this sensation, hands resting, or even hands touching. So noticing what's beneficial and relaxing into that. And you know, another teacher might have given a completely different instruction. But this, you know, this practice of equanimity, it doesn't mean a kind of grin, grit the teeth and bear it. I'm going to be here. It's more a kind of softening. This is how it is for me for now. And I use that beautiful expression because one of our teachers, Steve Armstrong, who's been, you know, encountering serious illness for the last 2 years, he uses that phrase. You know, he's wearing this device attached to his head, a little machine sending electrodes to a tumor. He has to wear it something like 18 hours a day. It restricts his mobility. His speech is no longer as clear and coherent as it was. But this is how it is for him for now. and he recognizes the dynamic and changing nature of his experience. And I wrote to some of my students in a newsletter just this, and that's even simplifying it a little bit more, just this, an invitation to be here for just this moment. Is that helpful? So, anything else before we go outside, or? So, continuity of practice means trying or aiming ourselves towards mindfulness and being present with transitions. So, from a sitting posture to a standing posture, from standing to walking, putting on shoes, stepping outside. So, we can be mindful deliberately and at a slow speed, but we need to be aware of others as well. So, being mindful at a moderate speed, and stepping out or going upstairs to walk inside. And with walking meditation, we really want to, again, try and limit the field of our attention, because so much is likely to come to us in terms of sounds and sights and sensations, cool air, warm sun. So we may want to walk, and on our walking path, choose a distance of 10 or 15 paces, and at the end of the walking path, stop and open up to sky and leaf unfurling and bird sound and sensation, and then return and walk, and very aware of sensations in the body and the contact of stepping. And again, at the end of the walking path, perhaps stopping, opening up, and returning, and turning and walking back. So there are beautiful trails in the woods here. As Louise said, we are also invited to go across the street. You will have about 45 minutes and you'll hear a bell. So our managers have offered to ring the bells, so you don't need to worry about your watch. And see if you can be equidistant. This is equanimity, being in the middle of your experience. And notice the impulse. Oh, I really need to find a sunny spot. I'm feeling a bit chilled. Or, oh, I really don't want to be over there. That person has such a rustly coat. Whatever. So being equidistant. So noticing the arising of desire. And just, oh, what is that? And allowing that to be present without acting on it necessarily. And of course, taking care of ourselves. If you need to use the washrooms or have a cup of tea. So we'll come back and you'll hear the bell about 5 minutes before the beginning of the next sitting period. And anyone who would like to join me, I'm going up to this living room upstairs and we'll have a short discussion or questions. And especially invite you, if you're new to practice, to come and join me upstairs. So please enjoy your walking.